KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Having heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew. I had a few pre-check-ins using the pre-check-in function. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred up in TR, and his wife Isla in 4IEI. They're both up there in Traveler's Rest. And KJ4HYC, that's Mr. Shane, he's over in 6 Mile. And W4DF, Mr. Don, he's up in Inman. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up on Table Rock. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us, and thanks for using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. Let's start the roll call with any Echolink stations, Echolink stations only, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V, a John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, hometown Hickory, North Carolina, Catawba County. I am negative and negative, and good evening, Gary, WN4V.
KI4DOS, this is KJ4HKC, that's Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, John in Belton, and I'll be negative and negative.
This KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to Mr. John, WN4V, down in Manatee County, hometown Hickory, North Carolina. John, it's 59.9 degrees here at the house this evening. Feels good outside. So, hope y'all are doing well. Y'all take care. And KJ4HKC, that's Mr. John, he's down in Belton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS? Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Please say hello to Miss Joy. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, this is Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, Indian Mike. Walt in Inman, I'll be negative and negative, but listening for the swap net.
K4DOS. Please check in and out. K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. That in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Need to be short time this evening. Thank you, sir.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being here, Walt. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat. He's down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And Pat, go ahead and secure your leisure there, young man. Appreciate you coming in and taking the time to check in with us. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Edmund. Say hi to Miss Joy. And I'll hang around.
KN4RJN, Mr. John up there in Inman. John, you got that group all to yourself so far. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West. Please check in, Bobo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Hello, Joy. Please check in, Kilo 4, Yankee, November Golf, K4YNG, Fletch, in Easley. We have no traffic. We'll be around. Thank you for running the swap shop. And good evening to all my friends on the net.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Wayne and the rest of the family we said hello. And K4YNG, that's my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletcher. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Hester we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KK4FTU, that's Mr. Richard via Echo Link, a text message. I got you on the logbook there, Richard. Appreciate you sending me a text and getting in the book here. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Going up to the Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
KI4DOS. Hey, Mr. Gary. Say hello to Joy. And to that, please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha, Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easley. Negative, negative.
Yes. Check in, Kilo Yankee 4, Alpha Echo, that's KY4AE. My name is Kendall, I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS, 4, Delta India Zulu, Joel and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Gary and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa. Landing via Echo Link, Independence, Ohio, in and out.
KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4AOW, Minister David up there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And KY4AE, Minister Kendall down there in 6 Mile, over there in 6 Mile from where I am. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kendall. And N4DIZ, Minister Joel up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joel. Hope you're doing well. And W4DJW, Minister Dave, he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KG4WNP, Minister Landon, up there in Independence, Ohio tonight, via Echo Link. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Don't work too hard up there and come back home to us safely. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Just a little bit to the Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in WP4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, and everybody on the net. Hey, Gary, I'll try to be around for you there, okay?
4DOS. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Good evening, Gary, and everybody, and thanks.
4HYC, this is Ann in Landrum. Negative and negative.
4HEL, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Echo Lima. My name is Ed, I'm in River Falls, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KO4HYC, Miss Ann, up in Landrum. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ann. I believe that's the first time you've checked in with me on Wednesday nights. Appreciate you being here. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. And KO4HEL, Mr. Ed up there in River Falls. Ed, I believe that's the first time you've checked in with me as well. Appreciate you being here and come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Got a different net controller each night. I just happen to be the lucky one on Wednesday nights. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KO4HYD, this is Steve. Be in Landrum, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Again, KO4HON, Brian in Simpsonville. I'm negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Echo, passing up to Penrose, and I'll be here.
And Penrose, give me your call again, please, sir. You were right on my noise level, and I bumped the volume knob, and I went the wrong way with it. Give me your call and name.
That's Kilo Oscar 4, Henry, Kilo Echo.
For HKX, my noise level. If you're on an HT, move around just a little bit and see if you can get back into the repeater just a little bit better. Let me recognize these other folks real quick. Like to say good evening, KO4HYD, Minister Steve. He's up there in Landrum. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And KO4HON, Mr. Brian down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us again, Brian. And that last station in Primrose, try that one more time, please. So went on. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. This is Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. We're over here at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County, and this is Steve. I'm negative and negative, but I might be listening in on that swap net later on. So you have yourself a good evening. Good evening to all on the net, 73s all around.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, K4ZZX. Minister Steve up there at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Y'all take care and watch out for that mountain that's liable to move on you. let's see. Echo Zoo Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. 73's for each one of you.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are both well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See us in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no time.
For DOS. It's Wednesday again, and here we are. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. I hope everyone has a good night. 73.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's on the phone with our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. It up to the big group all the way through the alphabet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Sierra Uniform Golf, K4SUG, Ray Travelers Rest, no traffic. Good evening, Gary.
W2MJV, Mark in Simpsonville. And also checking my wife Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. We're here in Simpsonville, but we'll be negative and negative. But thanks for calling on that, Gary, and we'll be listening to the swap net. 73.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Henry Kilo X-ray, Patrick Joseph Penrose.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to say good evening, K4SUG, Mr. Ray, up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Ray. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, And his sweet bride, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. They're down there in Simpsonville. And KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. We got you in the log here, young man. Thanks for being persistent, getting in here. And KI4MLN, Mr. Al, down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Hope you're doing well. And I had a station in there. You were way down in the noise that I could not pull you out. If you were on an HT, move around a little bit. If you're mobile, try it again somewhere. But we'd love to get you in the log. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in Kilo for Juliet Kilo Hotel. John in Horseshoe, North Carolina. Negative and negative. Gary, I hope everything's going well. 73s to you and everyone.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And K4JKH, Mr. John up there in Horseshoe. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, over in Pelzer. Be negative and negative. Seem to be having a little trouble with my radio tonight.
KW4TS, Mr. Jim, down there in Pelzer. Sorry you're having radio troubles, but that happens to all of us every once in a while, Jim. I've started calling the net, people told me, we can't hear you. And I had to change microphones because I got batteries in the one I'm using. And there's no meter on it, so I have to let people let me know when my audio goes away. But hope you get your radio problems fixed there, Jim. You take care. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Evening. Please check in Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, and I have no traffic and probably no comments this evening. Thanks for calling the net.
K4LWE, Mr. Larry down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. This is Juan. Mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listen. 73.
KI4DOS. Yes, please check in. Kilo Juliet 4 Quebec Alpha Sierra. That's KJ4QAS. Tom, over here in Martin, Georgia. Be negative and negative tonight. Appreciate you calling the net. Good evening to everyone.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. He's mobile over there in Greenville tonight. Juan, you're not mobile out there in that new truck, are you?
No, I don't have another new truck.
I was informed that you bought a new one, but they must have been talking about somebody else. We'll talk about that later. But appreciate you being with us, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Also like to say good evening to KJ4QAS, Mr. Tom, down there in Martin, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Like we got most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RAGU portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Got the hiccups all of a sudden. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
When you get a second, we'll talk about this toward the end of the net. I got a copy of the handbook, and I think we need a bunch of parts and oddball odds and ends, so we'll give you a call later to figure out. I'll talk to you toward the end of the net, KF4LN, because we'll swap for some pieces and tuning caps and things like that, because I may have to homebrew something. I don't know. We'll see what happens, KF4LN. I'll give up whatever tunes and pieces anyone needs. I'll swap, KF4LN.
We'll talk about that in just a little bit then. Anyone else with anything they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book, call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book is for sale. A fellow has a matched pair of 6146B tubes. They're still wrapped up in the original boxes. I got the little bubble wrap stuff around them. They're brand new. It would like $100 for them. Does anyone need any fails? Up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200HP. That's a screwdriver antenna. Has the control cable. The top hat is the custom-made mount. It also has the whip that goes on it, and he would like $650 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an LDG YT1200. That's an automatic antenna tuner. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fails?
To watch that handle, Dino.
300, I think, Fred.
Yeah, I'll triple that. Thank you. W4FCM, thank you.
May not be right on that, but I think that's what it is. It's not a high-powered antenna tuner, I know that. But I'll look it up and let you know a little bit later. It's KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC765. That's an all-mode HF transceiver. It has the MARS modification. It will work 10 through 160 meters. This radio is an older transceiver. It does not have menus. It also has four filters in it, two CW filters and two phone filters. It has a custom cover, HM12 hand mic. The power supply and antenna tuner are built into this transceiver, and he would like $575 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a high-gain CDE-CD45-2 rotator and control box. He has the hardware, and he's gone through the rotator. New grease, new ball bearings. He's got the manual for it. He also has the control box, and he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT7800R. That's a dual-band 2-meter 440 transceiver. He would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
KI4DOS, K4ZZX. Yeah, give me some info on that, please, Gary.
Steve, John, Kilo 8, Echo Yankee Echo has that listed. He lives down there in Anderson. You can reach him via email, at Juliet Alpha Kilo Oscar Delta at yahoo.com. Copy?
Julia Alpha Kilo Oscar Delta at yahoo.com. Copy? Thanks for that, Gary. K4ZZX, back to KI4DOS and SwapNet.
Hey, thank you, Steve. Now, while we got a break here, we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FTM400XDR. That's a 2-meter 440 transceiver, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Zyu G90. That's an HF QRP transceiver. It puts out 1 to 20 watts. It works 10 to 160 meters. It has the microphone, a power cord, a matching cable. And he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those, if you listed items, I'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell or find the items you're looking for, if you don't mind, let me know, and I can keep my book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. Clean, shiny, dry stump is Mr. John, KN4RJN, up there at Inman. John, what have you been up to today, young man?
Jeff, DOS, KN4RJN. Gary, I ain't talked to you in a blue moon. Just want to know how things are going on in your world. I was going to mow the grass today, but it was too nice today, so I said, heck with it, I'll do it tomorrow. As my daddy always said, never put off to tomorrow, which you can avoid doing altogether. So I'm going to wait and see if it'll just get cold and the grass will die.
It's funny you mentioned the blue moon there, John. You do know that there's going to be a blue moon right around the end of October, around Halloween this year. I didn't know if you were aware of that, but October is going to have two full moons in it this year. I don't know when that'll happen again, but that's just a little tidbit of information, I guess. As for my day, I had a checkup appointment at the doctor this morning, so I had to ride out to Fakewood, and go see the doctor, and he looked at me, and he said, well, everything's fine. I said, well, what do I have to come out here and give you so much money for then? He started laughing. He said, nothing has changed. He said, I'm going to turn you back over to your family doctor, and I said, that suits me fine. So got rid of a specialist, and now I get to go back to my regular doctor. But I got a good report out of him, and that's all good. I wanted to cut the grass today, but it was still a little wet over here. I don't like to cut the grass when it's wet. It gums my mower deck up, and it's hard to get it cleaned out. So I didn't cut the grass today, but I'll probably cut it tomorrow. So me and you will probably be riding lawnmowers together on the same day tomorrow, John.
Roger that. Well, specialists have children to put through college too, so that's why you had to go see him. But yeah, I'll probably be out there if I can. The school day this week is a little bit light. They're trying to give kids a chance to catch up. Got my granddaughter caught up on her stuff. And Friday, I think we're gonna have to take her back up home up to Greensboro. Her mom and dad are moving into a new house, and they need a few extra hands up there, so we may be headed up that way Friday or Saturday.
What a good time to do it there, John. It's supposed to be a little cooler this weekend.
That's what they're saying. I went out, took the dog out this morning, and had to put my hoodie on. It was just a wee bit cool, but then it warmed up. So it's been getting cool at nights. So I guess summer's officially over. Somebody flipped the switch, and we're into fall. So, and the leaves are starting to change on the trees up on the front yard. So I guess it's fall all of a sudden. I'll be glad when this year is over, I'll tell you that.
I'm rushing your life away like that, John. It'll get over when it gets over. We'll just have to deal with it in the meantime. I don't think it's going to change much other than the weather getting a little cooler. It was 48 degrees here at the house this morning, 48 degrees even when I got up. And it was by the time I got ready to go to the doctor, it had not changed. And then when I got home, it had gone up 10 degrees. So I thought that was pretty good.
70-something this afternoon, but it was nippy this morning. I'll tell you what. But such is life. So, you and Miss Joy doing okay other than that?
Weather and frog hair split three ways. So we're on the top shelf pretty much. The garden is about played out. I got it all tilled up and got to throw some greens out there, get them started. And hopefully I'll have some greens, you know, turnip greens and mustard greens and maybe even some collards out there here before long. I should have done that, got them in the ground, but we got all that rain at one time and I was afraid the seed would wash away, so I waited a little bit. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes.
Well, the weatherman said it ain't going to rain for another, 7 to 10 days. He doesn't see any in the forecast, so, now be the...
That's one job that I would not want in this area. We make fun of the weather a lot of times. We say, if you don't like the weather today, wait 10 minutes, it'll change. Well, it does change quite frequently and abruptly, but, I think the mountains and stuff around us make it hard for the meteorologist to get it right every time. The computer models and all that help a bunch, but old Mother Nature is going to throw them a curve every once in a while.
Well, to coin a phrase from the Army, the weatherman doesn't lie, it's just the truth changes a lot. Roger that. Well, I'm on back on out of here. I know you got some others lined up for the rag too, so I'm back on out of here. Just say hi to you. I haven't talked to you in forever. See, tell Miss Joy we said hi. This is KN4RJN. I am back on out of here, and I am clear.
You take care. Appreciate you hanging in there talking with us a little bit tonight. We hadn't talked much in a while. I'll have to get a little better at it on Friday nights, maybe, and see what we can stir up. But you take care. If you go up there to help your son and them move into a new house, don't work too hard and watch the way you lift. Be careful. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you later. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up is my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley, K4YNG. Fletcher, what have you and Miss Hester been up to?
4DOS, K4YNG. Well, good evening. Enjoying that every Wednesday. And tonight's no exception. Wanted to give a big salute to Mr. Ray. He sounds good. And a holler over to Larry and Donna, miss having dinner with them. It's been quite a while, but still remember enjoying those days. Had a few tidbits to share with you. Amounting to not much, but I thought I'd tell you that I've been hiding from the virus real well. tomorrow will be my 6th anniversary that my legs quit working. And so I've been confined to my bed and wheelchair. I do my doctor visits on the computer phone, and I want to tell you about our latest midnight caper night before last.
Yeah, I'm glad that you have been hiding from the virus very well. I really am. We've been doing a pretty good job of it here. You know, I've been getting out and going running the errands and stuff like that. But Joy has remained here pretty much, other than doctor's visits that she had to go to. And she has done a couple of hers over the phone and over the computer, you know, the virtual type deal. We're both of your own camera. But, you know, I think I would much rather do it that way than go into the office where there could be some sick people that have it. And, you know, I don't want to get it if I can help it, but I'm not going to necessarily stick my foot in where it don't belong, you know, and do something silly that might cause me to contract it. So we're going to try our best to stay safe. And tell us about what happened the other night.
I'm always concerned about these frontline people who deal with these patients all day, every day. It's a pretty tough assignment. Night before last, I've got a rail overhead that transfers me from my wheelchair to the bed, and the bed has a control on it that raises the head of the bed up and down, and so has raised me up and moved me over to the bed, and the control for the bed broke, and bed was in a flat position, and it wouldn't raise. So she's almost 80 now, bless her heart. She's down on the floor under the bed with the flashlight, trying to figure out what's wrong, what to do, and she's up and down under the bed, and she's not used to doing jump squats anymore, and it's pretty tough getting up and down. So we finally wound up using a wedge pillow to prop me up, and that's the way we spent the night. And the next yesterday morning, the lady that comes and helps me take a shower pulled the mattress off, and she got up under the bed, and between she and Hess, they figured out what was wrong, and got the thing raising up and down again, and I had to message the doctor and get Hess some muscle pills, because she was a hurting cowgirl.
Sorry to hear that. I hated that happened to y'all. But anytime something like that happens, pick up the phone, call me. If I'm not tied up, I'll do my best to get over there and help you any way I can. You're not that far from me, and you know, that's what neighbors used to do anyway. Of course, the times have changed quite a bit. With the virus going around, I understand all of that, but We got masks and gloves and all that silly trash, so if we need them, we can take care of it that way. But I am so glad that Hess and your nurse were able to get the bed fixed. I'm sure that made you feel a whole lot better as well.
More compassion for her than for me. She looked like she had been run over and backed up and run over again by the time we got to things settled down, and I finally got dozed off about 3 o'clock in the morning. I did pretty good. I've got my computer. I got my cubicle quad up on the roof, and my Kenwood here, and little King Charles spaniel that I play ball with. Don't do border collies anymore, but I've got a little grabber, and she'll bring the ball up, and I'll pick it up with my grabber and throw it, and she'll bring it back to me. My wheelchair, and I'll pick it up, and we'll do that just as long as she'll wear me out. But we get along pretty good that way. And let's see, one more thing. I'm gonna put in a new laser jet printer tomorrow and improve my printing abilities here, so I can print out some nice pictures, and I'm gonna follow along that Gary's extra class course on the computer starting next week, and I can print out the lessons with my new printer, which will be a blessing to me. So we're just grateful to be here and try to donate to the people that we can help, that worse off than we are, and be grateful that that we can be here and you and our friends. So thank you for letting me be a part of your friendship. Next time I fall out of the wheelchair, I'll give you a call. Good night, sir, and good night to all my friends. KI4DOS, K4YNG.
Mitch, will you take care, and I hope you don't fall out of the wheelchair anytime soon, but if something happens to your bed or something of that nature and you need some help, do give me a call. I don't mind running over if I'm not tied up or doing something else, but if I am, I'll put that down. Your health is more important than some menial tasks that I may be working on. But glad you got all of your toys there close at hand. Glad you got to get you a new printer put up, and get in there and follow along with Gary and Dave with that extra class, classes that they're giving that's on YouTube. They do an outstanding job as far as I'm concerned. I'm a VE over there, and the folks that go to their classes when they come over and take the test, they are well prepared. And they do a good job, and I wish you the best of luck there, Fletch. But you and Hester have a great evening, what's left of it. Y'all take care, And don't throw that ball too many times. Don't want you to throw your arm out of socket or something. And tell Esther we'll thinking about her. We'll put her on our prayer list. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. KN-4-UBG, yep, about in. I'll be negative and negative. Hope you having a good evening over that way, and hope everybody on the net's having a good one.
And I would like to say good evening. KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, down there at Fountain Inn. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. And I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Y'all KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, good evening. Hey, hello again, Gary. If you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. Stephen in Greenwood, good evening, Gary, to yourself and all the net. No traffic in the round table, and do tell Miss Jordan that we say hello.
I would like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joey. Y'all take care and stay safe. Next up on the Rag Chew list is Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Miss Jones been up to?
Good evening, Gary. And Annette, this is Dan, WB4FEE. And Gary, just not a whole lot. had to work yesterday, got to work tomorrow, so just doing catch-up stuff today. Kind of went to the gym and had two or three other little errands and all to run around here, and had to meet some new missionaries down at our mission house. They want to use our mission house here at the church, and I had to go and meet with them and let them look at the house and see if it was suitable and everything. And this is a young couple, and boy, they were thrilled with it. They can't wait to get moved in, I think, a week from this Saturday, and so they're really looking forward to it. So we got to meet and talk with them and get them situated. So it's just been one of them kind of days, a catch-up day more or less, Earl.
Like you've been pretty busy, though. The good news is you went to the gym, got your workout done, so that keep you fit and fiddle. And then you got your errands done. I tell you, sometimes those errands seem like they take forever to get done, you know. Depending on how many you have and where they're located. I don't know if you do it or not, but when I have several different errands to run, I try to make a big loop. Start over here and go over here and then go over there and then back to the house. Try to do it as simply and as fast as I can, but sometimes it takes a while to get it all done.
Exactly what you mean. I do the same thing. I make me a list. I make me a list of things that I've got on the calendar normally over the weekend, and just make a list for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and list everything that I've got on the calendar and the times, and then leave space in there for each day for the other things that's going to get added in, and kind of give them a time. And put them in the schedule, so just like you say, they kind of fall in the circle of things. There, over.
Find it easier for myself to make some kind of a plan, and try to stick with it as close as you can. That way, I feel like I get more done. When you're bouncing from one place to another, and then you go over here, and then you have to backtrack over here, and then back and forth. You're wasting time and your gas and energy and everything else. So I try to lay mine out. I've done that for years and years, but it works for me.
Yeah, roger that. Well, that list I make up, it gets refined each day. and that circle tightens up each day, so that I do the same thing when I start that morning. I'm kind of going around that loop for each day, and so that I don't have to do it but once. But it saves a lot of time and gas. It sure does, and a lot of aggravation too in a lot of cases.